Okay, Parshas Vayetze begin with an unbelievable piece of the Gevuras Yitzchak. It's a Yitzchak Tzorotzkin, not from Yitzchak Tzorotzkin. And it begins with the discussion with the Yaakov marrying two sisters. He named Perish Haridva, Halatora, Vahiksha Rabbeinatam, Hecha Yukadushe Leia Kedushin, Ohavi Kedushe Toz. First of all, when he married Leah, wasn't in the Kedusha Ta'us. It was by mistake. He thought he was marrying Rachel. Shehayu b'dat l'kadesh Rachel. V'lovon masel of Leah b'makam Rachel. And Lovon fools him, and he gives Leah instead. V'teretz harav el Yaakov. Sheyaakov haya yorei miramusa shel Lovon. Yaakov, he realized who he's dealing with. And he was always concerned that under the chuppah that he was going to get the wrong wife. But Amra believed on, he said in his heart, "Im zos Rachel yikadushin l'shem Rachel, v'im yachlof li Rachel aleya yilashem Leia." But if he fools me and this is for Leia, then I'll marry Leia. Kidei shelo yase b'ilos or b'ilosness, in order that his relationship should not be premised upon a maisa of zinus. He named b'vreishis rabba Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Shimon Amar zona shehi omedes b'shuk. Breishis rabba Rabbi Yona says in the name of Rabbi Shimon that if a zona is standing in the street, uba l'ashnaim, and two individuals have relations with her, harishon pata v'sheni chayiv. The first one is okay. Didn't do anything wrong. Well, didn't do anything wrong. You'll see what it means in a second. The sheni is chayiv. Mishum ba'ulas ba'al. Because the first one, he's going to say, since they're b'nei Noach, the first one, the kinyan worked, they're married to each other. And the second one, you have like you're having a marriage. So, eish asish. V'chi niskavin harishon l'knosa b'be'ila hada amart b'ilas b'nei Noach kona shalokadas. Harei Mavur, we see from here the Medrash the Kedushe Akam, a Kedushin of Akam, Lo Tzora Kavana Liknos. You don't need Kavana to be Kona. If he may be Emes Pligi Bezebi Rishami, and this is a Machlokus indeed in Rishami and Kedushin, the Rebbe Lezer Amra Vahushin is Kavin Liknos, that only works if you have in mind to do a Kenyan. Milse, the Shmua Amra, Afilon is Kavin Liknos, even if you didn't have Kavana. Hare pligi im b'nei Noach bo'i kavona l'kenos alo. So we have a machlokas whether there is a das kinyan or not. V'ayin b'parshas d'rochem derech ha'cherum b'minchas chinuch hinei l'das amad om d'b'nei Noach lo tzor kavonis l'knos. So according to those who say that b'nei Noach do not have to have the daya to be kona, Poshadim hoya bedata lekadish eisha achas ubo al isha shniya that kana also mekiven to lotzura kavonis liknos. Okay, now comes the Ramban, and the Ramban says, "Dekiven to avos kimu kol hatora ad shelo nitna." Since we have the medrash that holds that the avos were mekayim kol hatora kula, right? Avram was kol hatora kula even every tavshilin. So how was Yaakov able to marry two sisters? The Teretz Maran Hagan the Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Salavetcher the Briska Rav Alpia Rambam Yevam Sariches Shekos of the Arios the Ishes Kigon Ishes Achiv O Kalaso O Shtei Achayos Ein Arak Be Ishes Yisrael. This Isser of Gilia of these Arayos of the sisters since B'nei Noach are not considered related. Therefore, there's no Isser. Avol b'ishas b'nei Noach leisel l'chol Isser. Arayos the Ishas. Ubiyer b'dvaro de Ishas b'nei Noach chaluka b'yetzim hachetzim Ishas Yisrael. The Briska Rav, it's Tzveidinim. There's a halacha. There's a relationship of a mice and a suin in Klal Yisrael. And there's a difference in b'nei Noach, in Akum. V'arayos de Ishas haino dafka b'ishas Yisrael. Ulefize, and therefore Yeshlom at the Yaakov Nasa Habez Achayus Beishas B'nei Noach, and therefore the Briska Rav explains there was no problem over here. They married both wives in the world of the Ishas B'nei Noach, the less Beisa Beis Achayus. Accordingly, Ulefidas the Yaakov Nasa Rochav Leia Beishas B'nei Noach Osi Shapa. Therefore, it works in well. Harder kedusha leah have a kedusha and below amirim shahav a kedusha tos. So therefore, we say it wasn't a kedusha tos. He answered that question. B'nei tili ishus b'nei noach lo b'nei kavana liknos. Since you don't need the kavana, you don't need the kavana of the kinyan to have the das lahachi konosa afshalo kibin liknosa. So it answers two questions at one time. One question is, isn't this kedusha tos? The answer is no, because it goes in court. The whole marriage is based on halachas of b'nei noach. And because of that, you don't need to have the das kinyan. And there should be, and second, the question which was asked, well, how can you marry two sisters? Because Reuben ain't Noach, it's not a problem. Then the Gevuras Yitzchak disagrees. He comes to a problem. He says, you see clearly that it wasn't true when he came to the Nisuin of Rachel. Why? Because Rachel, we see, how is she married? He marries her, he points out, through in the Nisuin, he brings out there, because we see that for the work. The work is like an idea of Kesef, the Hanah, the fact that he is Mekadosh her, he points out, through the Hanah that he received when Lovin forgives the debt. And that's okay. V'akol panam namtzinu l'meidim de Yaakov kiddush es rocha b'hanos mechilas melva. We see that Yaakov married Rachel through a maisa of Kesef. To having me then kinning Kesef, he may be Ishus b'nei Noach, but Ula's Baal Yeshlehem, of a kinning Kesef, so Shtar Enlan. But you see, b'nei Noach, it's not true. They don't have kinning Kesef. Uba Karcha the Yaakov Kiddush is Rachel be Ishus the Yisrael, but lo be Ishus b'nei Noach. So therefore, he has a problem with the answer of the Griz. So he answers as follows: V'nira de kodem matan Torah be emes haya efsher lekadish isha o al yedei ishus b'nei Noach o al yedei ishus Yisrael. You have the ability before matan Torah for the avos or for all of Klal Yisrael at that point to get married either through the din of b'nei Noach or the din of b'nei Yisrael. Ukemosha Yitzhak Kiddush Rivka Ayyade Eliezer Bekidusha Kesa Ve'erusun Nesuin Gedin Ishus Yisrael. We showed that last week. We saw that they got married through Kiddusha Kesev. Ulafize Nira Deve Emes Yaakov Kiddush Es Rocha Bekidusha Kesev Betoros Ishus Yisrael. And we see the relationship between Yaakov and Rocha was through Kiddusha Kesev. Avalas Leia Nasa Ayyade Bea Betoros Ishus B'nei Noach. V'kivin shenosas of b'toras ishus, b'nei noach shaper kanosa afagav shel kivin l'knosa. So he answers by saying there were two types of kedushin that were able to accomplish prior to matan Torah, either through b'nei noach, either through Torah Yisrael, and for Leah he went through the ishus of b'nei noach, and for Rachel he went through the ishus of Israel. So the obvious question, I mean, the answer is a very nice, you know, halachic understanding over here. He asks the question which really has to be asked is, why, so therefore, why was one through B'nai Noach? What is the deeper idea behind there? Why through Leah was a whole maisha through B'nai Noach, through Kedushin B'nai Noach versus Racha? Why is there two different levels of Kedushin? So first, one, I want to give three possible ideas of looking at this. The first I want the idea is from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Ve'enei Leia Rakos v'Rochel ha'yifas Torah v'yifas Mer. First of all, the way the Torah describes Leia's Rakos, they were like, she was filled with tears constantly. She's always crying. As opposed to Rachel, which is Yifas Torah, and Yifas Mera. Rakos, Shehoya, Sevura La'loz, Begorolos, She'esav, this is the famous Medrash. Rashi brings down, Rakos, Shehoya, Sevura, La'loz, Begorolos, She'esav. She thought she was going to marry Esav. Ubachza, Shehoya, Hakol Omrim, Shnei Banu, L'Rivka, Shnei Banu, L'Lovim. She was miserable thinking that her destiny was to marry such a Rasha. Yesh davar b'penimis on yanim, the Rebbe says as follows. Rachel hoy yifas toa v'yifas ma'er, u'mashmo'os hadar beruchani is he. What does it mean that she yifas toa v'yifas ma'er? It means when ruchani is spiritually. She was on a, such a high level of shleimus b'chol tayag ha-mitzvahs. Ragazu shel avodas Hashem nikras avodas ha-tzadikim. Aleya, but Leia le'umat zos, nemer v'nei le'i rakos, me'bechi. Shekein avodas Hashem shel Leia hoysa avoda ha-tshuva. Because her entire wherewithal, her entire Itsuma was to show that she was through the tears of tshuva. What can I do to change my life? Hevdel zeh bali de bito igam behisnagas menehem sharacha v'leya. This distinction is also in the future generations, in the children of Leah and Rachel. Bnei Rachel Yosef v'Binyamin hayu tzadikim, v'lo hayu b'me'olam chet v'avon. We call him Yosef HaTzadik. The ilu b'nei Leah hayu bebechinas balei tshuva, shechazru b'tshuva l'avonam b'mechiras Yosef. They had to do tshuva for their mechiras Yosef. V'chein matzina b'ruuvein b'na b'chora shaleya shehu pesach b'tshuva b'tchila. He's the one, pasach. He's the one who did tshuva to begin with, the first one. L'chein hayu akol omim shorachel hi hashlemes b'tzikaris. Miuedas Yaakov she'af hu tzadik. And Leah she'oska b'avodas ha'tshuva mi'edas yes, she was destined for Esav. Kidei she'be'amtsos avodas ha'tshuva she'lo tucha l'hachza b'tshuva gam es Esav. Through her will come the tshuva of Esav, of B'nai Esav, the future generations of Esav. The first mahalach that we should look at, why were there two different marriages? One was based on of Noach, one was based on the B'nai Yisrael, was to show that this marriage represents the future of history, the future of Klal Yisrael, the future of the world. One was based on the Tzidkanius, one was based on those who were following the Torah and the Maisim Tovim. They're on a certain derech. But what about the rest of the world? What about the B'nai Leah? That was through the mechanism of tshuva. Through the mother of all tshuvas would come, their children would be the ones who would lead those of the sinners back into the world of tshuva, back into the greatness of the following the Derech Hashem. We'll see in a few weeks when we discuss the whole machlokus between Yehuda and Yosef. So Rav Soloveitchik explains, why is it in the end is to be a Mashiach ben David, Mashiach from Yehuda, not from Mashiach ben Yosef? Yosef, after all, was a tzaddik. Shouldn't that come the Mashiach who's going to bring the world into the Olam Ha'emes? So Rav Soloveitchik explains, and so beautifully understood, Yosef can't relate. Yosef is on a certain level. He's a tzaddik. Yehuda was a chote. A chote understands a sinner. He understands a fellow sinner. He understands how an individual can fail. That is the person who will be able to bring all of the world into a higher level. Doesn't look down on the person of the sinner. He understands where he's coming from and, in a sense, leads him to the promised land. This idea, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out also beautifully. Because the disparity also in focusing on Leah is who man is. There's a fascinating Musa from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Vayishach Yaakov l'rocha vayisa es kolo vayevk. He kisses, another idea we have to go into, but we're not going to go into. The kissing happens to be a very deep idea behind it. And he starts to cry. Why? Peirush Rashi shebachu lefi shebabi yadayim rekanes sheradav alifas ben Esav b'mitzvas aviv lahargo. Rashi says that he started to cry. He says, I have nothing to give you. I'm poor. Why? Because alifas, the son of Esav, came to kill him. Ulefisha Godal Eliphaz Becheko Sheyitzchak B'Meshach Yada. And what happened? Eliphaz, who grew up in the house of Yitzchak, Amale Ma'as Elitziva Shalaba. What should I do? My father commands me to kill you. My grandfather has a different derech, but my father commands to kill you. What do I do with the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim? Amar le Yaakov, tol ma shebiyadi va'ani toshuv kemeis. Choshuv kemeis. He says, take all of my money. If I have nothing, ani neshuv kemeis. An ani is considered as if he's dead. Why is that? An ani, a person who's truly poor, has nothing. There's nothing to eat, nothing to wear. The homeless, he looks around and he just, there's nothing left in it. It says, honey, kemeis, where's my dignity? Who speaks to me? Who am I? I must tell you a story. Just a Musa Haskell, a little author, but it's something which I learned many, many years ago. I was buying my house in West Hempstead, and every day I would go across the bank, I don't know, just to see how much money I had, can I afford it, you know. Have to pay for painting, for the moving. And one day I come in, I say, I just don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to paint the house. And I come out of the bank and I look, you know, sad. Next shift commence. What am I going to do? I have no money. I don't have money to do this. So in those days we were working in the firm Frankel and Hershkowitz, and it was on 5th Avenue and 32nd. And I'm coming out of the bank, and there was used to be, no idea where he is today, if he is, a homeless man who wore a yarmulke, seemed to have been from at one point, maybe he was still from, I don't know. And he looks at me, and every day we meet each other, I would always give him stuff, I would always talk to him just a little bit, you know, we created somewhat of a little bit of a relationship. And he sees me coming out of Citibank, and he says, Mark, that's what he used to call me, Mark, what's wrong? You look so down. And I thought to myself at that moment, and said, ugh, a fool that I am. I'm buying a beautiful home in West Hempstead. No, so maybe I won't be able to afford to paint it right now. But I have a home. Here is an individual walking, he's homeless, has nothing, begging for money. It's a Musar Haskel. Now the Reb Chaim says, let me look at the nefesh. Who was, imagine this Eliphaz. Holdechu b'shlichas avav laharogas Yaakov dodo. He is going to kill his uncle Yaakov. Avon nimnim lahore kibon shehu tamido sheyitzchak avinu. But he can't. He's a Talmud of Yitzchak. Umeidach mitzvus avav chazoka lov mislabein hu ve'eni yodei mayasa. But nevertheless, I mean, what do? I still have to do mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Achenotan lo Yaakov eitzo tol ma shebiyodo. V'onin choshev kemeis. L'meidim on mekan, Reb Chaim says, so sharp. L'meidim on mekan tchonis nafsho shalodom. This is how every man is. A man is conflicted within him. Kol ha'adam kozei, Tehillim says, every man's a liar. Or v'choshes mashmiyim bo barbuvia. There's a mixture within all of us of darkness and light. Bino shel esa mechad abiosa shah hu tamido sheyitzla v'ene yochel l'shpochtam. Within him, think about this. It's a pella. Within him is black and white. Choshech v'ar. Following Esav, the mid of Esav is within you. The mid of Yitzchak is within you. Ach gam zu eina b'shleimus ki yadayin hu mischabein ma'asa l'tzivu shalaba. He can't eradicate this idea of Esav within him. It's cloaked in mitzvah. It's cloaked in moral superiority. But it's really not. Hareshim ha'or ha'gadol shabo shagadol b'cheiko sheyitzach choshech nora shora etzlo. The great light is within him, and yet there's a great darkness within him. Ad shemishum kovod av hu ba l'shpochtam. This darkness rears its ugly head that it wants to kill Yaakov. Harei pashat hu l'cho bar dasha ein laharig adam mishim kavodav. Everyone knows better. Everyone knows the fallacy of this immoral idea from within you. Afo piken kibel alifas and shashlichas v'radav acharei Yaakov. There's so much deepness just in this paragraph to discuss, to think about. We live in a world where we cloak our different ideas, the woman's right to choose versus the ethical and immoral concept of abortion, as if one is equal to the other. So often we have a darkness within us, the dark, unethical aspect, and we cloak it in the world of ethics. Here, that's exactly what he's saying. There were two parts, and there's an emes, there's a choshech and an or within every individual, a choshech and an or, a darkness and lightness within each one of us. And accordingly, that's what we're saying. The whole point is the teshuva, to change oneself, to bring one into a higher level, was the first idea. In fact, I was going to read this later, but we'll do this now. The Ohr of Yisrael, the After Rav, we started this week, Daf Yomi, in Pesachim. And in this week's Parsha, the After Rebbe writes as follows. It's unbelievable. It falls in. Hinei harasha yatevos, he's talking about chametz, and he says, Or li yidalet bokim es hachametz or haner. He shows how the Yavonim really come together. He has different ideas behind it. But just this point of what it means, of what we're doing bedika, and I think it fits in very nicely here. Or li yidalet bokim es hachametz or haner, ki benisim bo hischatish la'olam. Because in Nisan the world became anewed. It's as if you look at your first years, since you're not a chayiv in the mitzvahs per se, so you're on a level like a b'nei Noach, meaning you're not perfect. There's the choshech that's within you, because the absence of Torah. Until the 13th year, kimochein onu botkim es hachametz acha gidgun leilos li'or haner, ner mitzvah. And that's what it means, or laner. What are we bodek? Dugma sakotin shenase bar mitzvah achir yidgim oshanim. V'os tshrichin onu leva'er mikol v'chol kol hamidos ro'os. Hamis avim megimu yisodos harmuzim b'sefer chometz. And though the art of the bedikas chometz is to look within the chometz, within us, those characteristics of the dark. U'mochakim shel chometz. And you destroy the ches of chametz, v'nasa hay of the matzah. But ochlem matzah b'leil tesvav, and what is the matzah? On leil tesvav, ki leil tesvav hu romedas Hashem ka, b'chinas chachma ubina, ka, yud kei of Hashem. But ochlem beizesim dafkalim reis, he goes to the shape, the two names that he had before, u'b'yachat dafkalim reis, avde Yaakov, etc., etc. Chametz is sasim and matzah yesh ba ha-hei. Shehu psucha. It says, what shahashem yisporach poseach sha'ar ledofke tshuva. Hayotzei lon, if we see from all of this, the tochacha and the musar, sheyesh ha-chol adam lachshov b'libo b'emes b'eis b'dikas chametz v'yeda shegiyah eis b'dikas chametz b'poa mamash. When a person does it, he has to understand it's not just looking for the chametz, but the spiritual chametz within us. V'lochen yichamim b'liva ozav do kol hamida shelo im yesh behem eiza chimutz, eiza mida ro'a chas v'shalom. And the shreifas ha-chametz yichamim gam kem levar mimenu es hamidas ha-ros mikol v'kol. To take all of the midas within us, all of the bad midas, all of the choshech. This is so beautiful if you think about it. Just like you take the R. The R representing Torah, the R Torah, but here it fits in so beautifully. The R to push away the choshech from within us. Then there's another pshat. Also, both represents, it's true of the to the world, but it's also the history. Both represents the history of Klal Yisrael. It's not natural that Klal Yisrael, we talk about the comings and goings of each nation. He sees the sulam up and down, the sulam, the malachim, the shnei malachim, the two going up, two and going down. Represents all of Golus. The Netziv writes in Shemos that when a person writes a shtar, so what do? We go through a shtar when he writes this, going to the shtar of the Melech, beginning in Nisan. The Melech Yisrael, hit the first year of the Melech Yisrael begins in Nisan. The Melech of all of the rest of the world starts in Tishrei. Why is there two different ideas? Because the Melech of Yisrael lives, or Malchus Yisrael lives in a supernatural state. It's not normal. It's impossible to conceive. Every other nation has a beginning and an end. Every other nation starts at one point and goes to its highest, and then the civilization seems to fall. Think of all of the nations that were combating with Babel and Greece and Rome, right? And Persia. We're still in the world of the Rome, but still every single nation you see that it comes to a certain grade, and then it dissipates. Not true with Klal Yisrael. If you look at Klal Yisrael, yes, it's always up and down, up and down, up and down, but it's always here. It was a beautiful notion. I saw this, they were talking about the New York Times was trying to say what happened in 1900, what happened in 2000, what would be in 2100. The paper was showing what's possibilities, what would be in 100 years from now. But there's one thing that is pointed out on the bottom, or somewhere in the top, it was a picture of what time candle lighting was. The emphasis is that we don't know what's going to be in the future, but we do know one thing. Klal Yisrael between Shomer Shabbos. There will be our daughters and our wives will be lighting candles for Shabbos. That's the one constant. That is the great constant of Klal Yisrael that will always be here. And that, in a sense, is also represented here. It's also represented in this world of the Leah and the Rachel. There's the history of the Bnei Noach. There is the history of Klal Yisrael. Bnei Noach go up and down, and they dissipate. They are destroyed forever. Not so with Klal Yisrael. There's a beautiful Esh Kodesh. The Esh Kodesh says on the Pasuk, V'nei Hashem nitzav alav ayom ani Hashem elokei Avram avicha elokei Yitzchak ha'aretz asher ato shachiv aleha lecha enenu lezaracha. Uperish Rashi, and Rashi says, Nitzav alav l'shamro. Tzorach l'havin, ha'im lo dai b'malach min ha'malach, why does God have to stand above me? Shishmeru v'chein halo l'kam and kosev, hinei anochi m'chor shamarticha, b'chol asher telech. First of all, why do you have to have two shmiras? He says in the beginning, I'm going to be shomer you. That's one. Two, the second question he asks, the first one, Hinei Hashem Nitzav Ani Hashem Elokei. Here it says your lashon of Ani, and then he uses the lashon of Anochi. So he answers, first of all, there are two types of individuals, the two parts of your history. Omlo Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha, Afilu Kishachas V'Chalila Ein Lecha Zchus Mi'atzmecha. Even there comes times in the generations or individuals, even when you don't have any schusim for yourself. Lo uchal od lomar lecha anochi Hashem lekecha. It's unbelievable. I can't even say anochi Hashem lekecha. Rak elokei avicha zechus avischa bevad gam ken yitzav l'shomro. I'm always there to be shomer you. Such a beautiful idea, the difference. even when you don't deserve my Shemira, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises, I will always be there. Hine kam etchila kusov ani Hashem, v'chaka kusov anochi imcha. Ki hachilik ben ani lo anochi, he goes on to the chaf, but we don't have to go into it, but this is the idea. There's a level of the anochi, and there's a level of ani. And with both of them, with both of these levels, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there. Nonetheless, the Yesh Kodesh points out, Hinei b'shar tzar shalanu, he's talking about now, he's again, I always mention it because he's writing these beautiful Divrei Torah from the ghetto. He says, now that tzar aleinu v'anu soldam ata b'esha shrisham alam v'yardam, hasar ma'alam v'yardam, we're in the middle of this battle of World War. We're in the middle of it. We're the ones who are going to suffer. Because then we have to change our lives. We have to stop being an ani. We have to become an anochi. You have to come to that level of even becoming closer to Shemira from the Kadosh Baruch. But nevertheless, you see from the Yesh Kodesh a promise to all of us. The Kadosh Baruch was saying to us, in all circumstances, I'm always going to be there. There was never a break of the relationship. It was the world of the Leah. And there's the world of the Rachel. And we live in the world of Rachel, even when we act like the world of Aleiah. The final idea is also from the Babaji Rebbe, from the Hesichos. And he goes back and says why, all the different answers that people are giving, as far as why Yaakov was permitted to marry the two wives. So he says as follows. Ella habir bezehu. And he disagrees with all the different answers and he offers his own. Masha avos kiblu aleyim lekayim kol ha-Torah ad shelo nitna ha-yizeh. What is the difference between all of the others until we accepted the Torah? When we say they were mekayim kol ha-Torah kula, what it means, the b'mida chasidus mitzad avos. When they accepted the Torah, they acted it. It's through chamidus chasidus. Umitam zeh nechshav hadavar l'schus miyuchedus. That's why it was considered so magnificent. Umemela muvan shekasher kim mitzvah mesuyemah shelo nistavabo hoyu b'stir l'mitzvah shenistavabo. However, if they had this mida of chasidus, and it conflicted with another tzivui, with another ethical directive, as a lo kimu hamitzvah shelo nitzavah ba. So they weren't mekayim that mitzvah of the Torah that they weren't mechuyev to find now. The pashut abarah she inyan shel chumra vehider ain't a yachal etchals davar she ispatziva vechuyev. It's interesting. As he looks at the shmiras Torah and mitzvahs at that point, it's the chumra. It's a chumra nehider, but it can't conflict with something that is now. What is the conflicting point at this point? He said, he promised Rachel, I'm going to marry you. And then he ends up, he marries Leah. So therefore, he still has to be able to marry. So he wasn't going to, you don't mekayim, there is no din of Gilead, I'm sorry, of Arayos. There was no issa of the relationship of marrying two sisters. And therefore, he married Rachel, because there was no Isser. You don't follow the Torah on such a level when it's conflicting with something, with conflicting a different idea. It's a beautiful little, so you see from the Sikha, Adam harotza lahachmar al-atzbub lehnohog behidurim she'enim achuyim b'mnadin. You see from here, it's beautiful. You want to live in the world of Rachel. You want to live in a higher level of all the Shomer, the Torah, and all the minhagim, and all the chiyidurim, everything. But what happens if it conflicts with something else? Mechavoso lahaptiach l'chol roshe hanagazu ein al cheshbam tovasan. But you don't live in the way, you don't conduct yourself on the level of Rachel when you're going to hurt Aleah. You have to act in such a manner. It's one thing of a chiyuv in the mitzvah. But you don't have to take all that, all the Hidurim, if simultaneously it's going to destroy Shalom Bayis. Still have to think of the people surrounding you. You act in a way to mimikayim the mitzvahs, and when you can act in the world of Rachel alone, halavai, fantastic, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to worry about the Leah. Sometimes the way you're acting in a certain way, you're hurting someone else. Such a Musar Haskel really for our time. And just think of the mind-boggling of running to joining Minyanim, when it's possible that it could hurt someone else. I mean, that's totally, you know, it's not even enough to come to this pshat, but it's just as a one example of our selfishness sometimes. We think that we have to live in a world of Rachel, of going to Minyanim. Yomim v'loyla, imagine in the earlier days, we may come back to those days again. But in the earlier days when it was so difficult and we weren't allowed to go out and to be with each other, with people still having secret Minyanim, as if that the Heder mitzvos. Tzorch l'shtadel, the Rambam says, you have to try to daven the Minyan, but it's almost like a Heder mitzvah per se. And yet that we were acting selfishly to work and to say, I live in a world of Aleya, of Racha, but you're hurting Aleya. And that's what the Rebbe was trying to bring out over here. That indeed, when they accepted Kol HaTorah, it was the Midas Chasidus, the Midas of Hidra Mitzvah, is only provided that you're not hurting someone. But there's no, what kind of a heater is it when you act in such a way that the ramifications is you're hurting the second individual? And perhaps all of this was the three different mahalchim of how to understand this unbelievable idea, just Gvuras Yitzchak, of why he disagrees with the Briska Rav, and he holds that the Leah was through a marriage of Bnei Noach, Rachel was through a marriage of Klal Yisrael. The first answer was an idea of of the Leah, the midah of the Leah was to bring us to all to a level of tshuva. Leah represents the crying for change. It's through the children of Leah who understand the world of rishus, who understand the world of failure, they will bring us into a world of Rachel. The second idea was that there were different, there's the history of the Leah, the natural world of how all the malachim of all the other nations, and then there is the world of Klal Yisrael that lives in the world of Rachel, the supernatural. The fact that we live so close with the love and affection of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the final idea of the Rebbe was saying is that there was the Leah. Rachel represents the world of Chasidus, the world of doing of Hidur Mitzvah, but you never live in that world if you're going to simultaneously hurt the world of the Leah.